Today, Rinpoche gave a very thorough explanation of how the afflictions arise, using Jayan Sheba's outline to elucidate this topic. So once again, we're looking at Lama Tsongkhapa's great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, and specifically in the section with the major heading, Training the Mind in the Stage of the Path Shared in Common with Beings of Medium Capacity. So when we look at that as a whole, we can break that down into four categories. The first category being the mental training. The second category is the measure of the determination to be free, or the measure of one's renunciation. A third category of dispelling misconceptions. And then a fourth category of ascertaining the nature of the path leading to liberation. So when we begin looking at that first category of the mental training, we find that there are two categories there. First, identifying the mind intent on liberation, and then the method for actually achieving that mind intent on liberation, the method for developing renunciation. So when we go to that second category, the method for developing the mind intent on liberation, we find that there are two categories there. First category is reflection on suffering and its origin, and then the second category is reflection from the viewpoint of the 12 links of dependent origination. So if we look at that first category, reflection from the viewpoint of suffering and its origin, we begin with reflection on suffering and its origin, and then it's explained in two parts. Reflection on the truth of suffering, the faults of cyclic existence, and then the reflection on the process of cyclic existence in terms of its origin. The first category there, which is reflection on the truth of suffering, the faults of cyclic existence, we find two categories. The first category is showing the significance of the Buddha's asserting the truth of suffering as the first of the Four Noble Truths. And then the second category is the actual meditation on suffering. So when we get to that actual meditation on suffering, we find this reflection on the general sufferings of cyclic existence and the specific sufferings of cyclic existence, and we find the various sufferings enumerated. So we find the 8 types of suffering, we find the 6 types of suffering, we find the 3 types of suffering. Once we finish that section, then we get to that next category which is reflection on suffering in terms of its origin. So once we go through the various types of suffering and the enumeration and so forth, then we get to reflection on the process of cyclic existence in terms of its origin. So in that section, we find that there are 3 categories. First category is how the afflictions arise. The second category is how you accumulate karma. And then the third category is how you die and are reborn. So the first category, how the afflictions arise, there are 4 categories. First, identifying the afflictions, there are the identification of the afflictions, and then the order in which the afflictions arise. So the order that the afflictions arise or develop. The third category of the causes of the afflictions, and then the 4th category, the faults of the afflictions. Those are the 4 categories of the first category under the major heading, reflection on process of cyclic existence in terms of its origin. Dixon, near the Ewa Je Lapsa. Looking then at the outline. Again, we have this reflection on the process of cyclic existence in terms of its origin. Then we have 3 major headings, how the afflictions arise, how you accumulate karma, how you die and are reborn. Under the category of how the afflictions arise, we have first the general definition of affliction, or the identification of the afflictions, but it's really the definition of the defining the afflictions. So this is the first category. Second category, order in which the afflictions arise. Third category, causes of the afflictions. And then the 4th category, the faults of the afflictions. So when we get to that first category, which is the definition of the afflictions, or the identification of the afflictions, we find the general definitions of affliction, and then we find specific definitions of specific afflictions. So the general definition of affliction is a phenomena which, when it arises, is disturbing in character, and that through arising disturbs the mind stream. So this is the definition, the general definition of an affliction. And then we have the 10 specific definitions, and there are 5 afflictions that are defined that are considered viewless, and then there are 5 afflictions that are view. So the first 5 that are viewless are attachment, hostility, pride, ignorance, and doubt. And then the 5 that are view, afflictions that are view, are the reifying view of the perishing aggregates, an extremist view, a belief in the supremacy of wrong views, a belief in the supremacy of ethics and religious discipline, and then wrong view. So those are the 5 viewless and 5 view afflictions. And then in this section, they're defined. And that's the section that deals with specific definitions. Whereas before that, it's just general definition of affliction. Diksun. Then the next category, I forgot a whole bunch, apologize for that. The next category, the causes of the afflictions, we find that there are six categories. First, the basis. Second is the object. Third, social context. Fourth is explanation. Fifth, habituation. And then sixth is attention. So these are the six causes of the afflictions, and then we get into the next category, which is the faults of the afflictions, or what is wrong with the afflictions, and then after that, the next category is that second major heading in this section, how you thereby accumulate karma. So that's where Rinpoche got to in the outline, and that's where we'll begin. So 303 is where how you thereby accumulate karma is. It lays up.
Yeah. And to that jeez, but you won't be doing your mommy near me.
That's it.
What is it, Jay? That your mom was on what the la and then Jaji be what they tell us had you soon, Jin, eh? Soon what the Jayago do. That your mood quadruped to the letter and your mommy or day and on two new moodies. And then your mom had not let on the way over in the quality of land to marry. Dajumba to Jula. Lemon, we are the quality of land to Maris, Jusen Garasana, and then legislation your mumbo ponce by his arm, and then quality of land to Maris. Now then, the CBC Nagi legend penny mind the legislation of Sasha Rose, now they grown down Marbe. But the CBC Nagi Dajum was with Jule Lemon, we are the Sibal quality of land to Maris. CBC Lenagi Legend Penny Mainte, Tangiship of Sager was Tangiship in your mobons in Bezier, Dutchman by Imbezier, Dutchman Yombong Grua. What is on the matter? CBC Lenagi Legend Penny Mainte, Tangiship of Sager was.
So the Ewa Tambo. Okay. So Rinpoche is now going back, so I apologize. We're going back to 298. And we're going to look at this section through Jayan Sheva's commentary and the different categories just to just solidify understanding. So we have these three categories, how the afflictions arise, second, how you thereby accumulate karma, how you die and are reborn. We have now the major heading, how the afflictions arise, and Jayan Sheva breaks this into three categories. So this section, he breaks down into actually three. So we were saying how the afflictions arise, and then four categories, identifying the afflictions, the order in which they arise, the causes of the afflictions, and the faults of the afflictions. But if we begin at the top section, where it's just how the afflictions arise, Jayan Sheva says that fits into three parts. So the first part is that the afflictions are the root of cyclic existence because they are the cooperating condition that's necessary to be present for the birth into cyclic existence. So if we compare the two, karma and the afflictions, the afflictions really are the primary, are the root of cyclic existence. That point is made in Dharmakirti's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition, where it says the karma of one who has transcended craving for existence lacks the potency to project another birth because its cooperating conditions are gone. There are beings such as a foe destroyer who have, since beginningless time, accumulated karma. So they have karma that would give rise to a rebirth into cyclic existence. But they no longer have the afflictions within their continuum. They've gotten rid of those completely. So because the afflictions serve as a cooperating condition that's necessary to be present for the arisal of a birth in cyclic existence, if they're not present, one cannot be born there. So the case of a foe destroyer still having that karma to project another rebirth in cyclic existence, but no longer having the afflictions. So the way you would state this is that a foe destroyer doesn't have another rebirth. Here when we look at the commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition, it says the karma of one who has transcended craving. So a foe destroyer, the subject, a foe destroyer, doesn't have another rebirth because the karma they have, it says, lacks the potency to project another birth because the cooperating conditions are gone. So a foe destroyer cannot have another rebirth because the potency isn't there, because the cooperating conditions, which are the afflictions, aren't present. So therefore, there cannot be another birth. So this first category is showing how the root of cyclic existence, the primary among the two karma and afflictions, is afflictions. And then Dharmakirti goes on to say, because the aggregates will rise again if you have craving. So if the cooperating condition is there, then there can be that arisal. But if it's not present, there can't be. So Jayan Sheva says the first point Lama Tsongkhapa makes is this first category showing why afflictions are primary. So the second category is that if one wants to abandon the afflictions, it's necessary to apply a remedy. It's necessary to apply an antidote. So the need for a remedy is the second category. And Lama Tsongkhapa then next gets into that, the importance of relying on a remedy, relying on a remedy for the afflictions. So that's category number two. So the next category is knowledge about the afflictions, becoming knowledgeable about the afflictions. So this is category number three. And in that, there are four categories, and they are just the categories that we find in the Lamrim Chemo's outline. So category number three is all of those categories, identifying the afflictions, the order in which they arise, the causes of the afflictions, and the faults of the afflictions. The first category, identifying the afflictions, we find the general definition of affliction from Asanga's Compendium of Knowledge. An affliction is defined as a phenomena that when it arises is disturbing in character, and that through arising disturbs the mind stream. Thus, when it's produced, it disturbs the mind stream. It's added by Tsongkhapa. Then we have the specific definitions of the 10 afflictions. We have the view of afflictions that are not view, attachment, hostility, pride, ignorance, and doubt. And then the afflictions that are view, reifying view of the perishing aggregates, and extremist view, a belief in the supremacy of wrong views, a belief in the supremacy of ethics and religious discipline, and wrong view. Are the five viewed afflictions. And they are a view because based upon that, the others arise.
So dōnzhēn shēpa kōngbā ā, yīla shēpa wōs, wātē nyōma bī jūli chūyā gādhuwā, tēn sēyātā wātē nyōma bī pāla nyētā rēs, marbē, nyōma bī bāchā, nyōma bī bāchā tā wātē nyōma bī jūli rēs, nyōma bī bāchā, tān dōchā kōndrū bī bāchā, wātē nyōma bī bāchā lā tēnē, anī nyōma tā chēngu yā jiru tā, tēn nyōma bī pāla nyētā wōs, mē bā nē, anē, Nyomo tata tunbi yun hao wos.
Laisa.
Nyomo be meba da karasa na, anna dyasha ka meba yidu wang marwa.
Laisa.
Kondro ka meba yidu mongwa.
Laisa.
Yidu wang tongwa la ten dyasha jayung gore.
Laisa.
Yidu mongwa tongwa la ten kondro chakres.
Laisa.
Nyomo tata tunbi yun hao ten ne, anna nyomo tata jayung gore. Anna meba siya ten bare. Tata, dunzin siya ten dunzin, chiba tama mayin bi, Chiba tama mayim chunga bi jisula pa. Chiba tama mayim chunga bi nyandula tani nyomu jaya kisha mabu shiya yorwa tani samarwa. Donze che. Sheba ni chulu pa sheba. Chulu pa sheba ni nyomu jaya guya yorwa. Anna kumpa ne, chiba kama meba, tuma meba na nga su, dwecha kundra su nyomu wala kundu yorwa. Kumpa diyo yorwa. Kumpi uwa ki, anna nyomu jaya yorwa marwa. Dwecha kumpi uwa ki, dwecha jaya yorwa re. Kondu kumbi wangki kondu chen wangare, ngaje kumbi wangki ngaje chen wangare, kumbwa se ting samarba. Hila sheba se na tata na kote kusure, ane, nyomu je wala chaji bomba mayi ta yunni nyewa nyeba tsuji mayi hiji le nyomu jun tsangwa yins, nyomu ba je wala nyomu bomba mayi ba chukukure, nyomu bongsa na nyomu je kumares, chaji bomba mayi ta. Yūni nyewa nyeba, anu nyomu da jaya ki yūdi nyewa nye suna anu nyomu jaya mukuris. Yūni nyewa nyeba tang, anu tsuji maa yeji marwa, tsuji maa yeba yeji. Anu yidu nguwa yinbi jusen mungusan tang wala tene dushat jaya mukuris. Yidu nguwa jusen mungusan tang wala kondu jaya mukuris. Tan naji nyomu da tang tiye mi bala mi ne, tsuji maa yeba yeji la tene nyomu jaya mukuris. Nyomu bi jutru buttaris.
Now we move on to the Rimba, Rimche.
Rangla cha, jenla dang, cha dangla su lo che yung res. Jita da mariba jin doba yina, ane mariba kurun jita res. Jita la tene, rangshu la cha ba dang, jenshu la dang wa dang, ane wate ngajie dang, tazong la su ba wate su kanga che yung res.
Okay.
Rimba de mariba. Yeah.
Okay. Jita tata mariba.
Jita tata mariba.
The nipa, the dawa ni, the cheek, the jita dan mariba chipa yimba, then I de.
Jita da mariba jeans again, jita tadi is again,
yeah, ni, de.
Jita da mariba, yomuji, but the jita da mariba susan de batanas. Pena taba druba la, taba druba la, maba chungzi boba na, bode, tabi nelu masiwa na, tela drudun zimbi lu jiwa tar, pungbi nelu masiwa, dribi maribi, maba tiba le pungbu dadu druba chuba chikres, pungbu dadu druba zimbi danzi di chiyongres, tela tena ne, Nyomu tsoma chi yungu res. Tini jitun doba tana, anna jita ni mariba res. Jita la tene, docha to kundu tang, nyomu tsoma chi yungu res, mariba.
Lesa.
Te lari chibun doba tada.
Then the order in which the afflictions arise is the second section there. And we just read a little out of the Lam Rim Chemo. So this is showing how they arise. So first there's this view of the perishing aggregates. It apprehends an I, it apprehends a self. And then from that apprehension, there's a distinction made between self and other. And then one becomes attached to what one desires, and one becomes angry at what one finds unpleasant or unattractive. Desirous is probably what one finds desirous, what one finds attractive. What one finds unattractive brings about anger or hostility. It says one way to look at this is to consider ignorance as distinct from the view of the perishing aggregates. For example, when twilight falls on a coiled rope, its status as a rope will be unclear, and someone may imagine that it's a stakes. Similarly, according to this view, the misapprehension of the aggregates as a self arises due to the darkness of ignorance, which prevents clarity about how the aggregates exist. The other afflictions then develop from the misapprehension. On the other hand, if you hold that ignorance and the view of the perishing aggregates are identical, then the view of the perishing aggregates is itself the root of the afflictions. So there are two ways to look at it. Lama Tsongkhapa presents here, and it says when the view of the perishing aggregates apprehends a self, discrimination arises between self and other, and then once you make that distinction, you become attached to what is associated with yourself and hostile towards what pertains to others. But as Rinpoche said, when you find something that is attractive, you become attached to that when that distinction is made. When you find something that is unattractive, you have an angry feeling that can arise. So it shows you how the afflictions arise. So the events or the occurrences that take place for their arisal. This is what is gone over in this section. And then we find the quote from Dharmakirti's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition. Once there is a self, there is an idea of another. On behalf of self and other, there is attachment and hostility. All the faults come about in association with these. So these are the points that are made here. And just going back to the first points that are made about how the afflictions arise and how the afflictions are the cooperating conditions, if you have this cooperating condition present, then you have that potential for the attachment to the desirous and this anger towards that which is not attractive. Just making a point about that prior. So the third category is the causes of the afflictions. And Rinpoche said we'll give a little bit of an explanation, a small presentation of that. The sixfold as presented in the Bodhisattva levels. The first cause of the afflictions is basis. Basis refers to the latent proclivity for the affliction. So this is referring to the imprints. If we have imprints of attachment, then this can arise. If we have imprints of anger or hatred, then this arises. This is the basis. The basis is the imprint there of it. That's number one. Second is object. Object refers to the appearance of objects conducive to the arising of an affliction. So the object of observation, something that's attractive, then one becomes attached. That becomes conducive to attachment, that object. If one sees something that's not attractive, then one can become angry. That object is conducive to the arisal of that anger. So first you have the imprint of that, and then you have the object. The third is social context. It says refers to the influence of bad friends and foolish people. So if you have bad friends or bad associates, and you talk a lot, and you have this propensity to engage in negativity from that social Rinpoche is kind of saying the talking itself. So from that social interaction, you have the arisal of these afflictions, and it's being influenced by negative people, by bad people. And then number four refers to listening to wrong teachings. So hearing a wrong teaching can bring about this arisal. And then habituation refers to the process of being accustomed to the past afflictions. Since beginningless time, we've become familiar with these afflictions. And if we have this familiarization with attachment, with this habituation, this familiarization with attachment, then we will have the arisal of attachment. If we have this familiarization with anger, then that will arise. So it's the same word again that we use. The Tibetan word is the word for meditation. So it's like we've meditated on because the word that in Tibetan gom really means familiarization. We translate it as meditation, but it means to familiarize yourself with something, whether it's an object of observation or it's an analytical. So that's as a translator's note. That word in Tibetan, gom, can be translated either way as meditation or familiarization. So we've meditated on, we familiarized ourselves since beginningless time with anger and attachment. And then number six is attention. It says, refers to incorrect attention that projects pleasantness onto what has an unpleasant character, conceives an impermanent thing to be permanent, and the like, the four erroneous conceptions that mistakenly consider that things are actually impermanent, painful, impure, and lacking a self to be permanent, pleasant, pure, possessed of itself. So this incorrect attention is referring to improper mental conduct. It's the improper mental conduct that's arriving at a mistaken idea. And here it's perceiving that which is unpleasant to be pleasant, and so on and so forth. Three things have to be present in order for an affliction to arise. First, one has to have not already abandoned that affliction. So that's the first one. The second category is one has to be close to that thing which is conducive to the arisal of the affliction. So object in number two. When we look at these six causes of the afflictions, that's that thing that is conducive to that arisal, that object that is attractive that makes you attached, that is not attractive that makes you angry. Number three, have you already abandoned it? Improper mental conduct is number three. So there has to be this improper mental conduct present in order for the affliction to rise. So if these three are present, then an affliction can arise. So these, we have those three points that are made, which are different than the causes, sixfold presentation of causes of afflictions. But Rinpoche interwove it into the attention part because we have that object and we have that improper mental conduct presented in those three in a similar way. Digsum.
Okay.
So Rinpoche would like to go over the second category, the order in which the afflictions arise, in more detail by looking at the Lam Rim Chemo specifically and going through it.
What was the anger thing?
So, number 300.
What did that number? Never get a cheese in badness. Tan your moon cheese in bad mother, and your moon goes on. Your moon get a cheese in bad. Your moon goes on the ta, your moon to connect on this chicken is cheese in badness. Gita the Mariba, Gita the Mariba, Susu. Dobatana, Jita do Mariba need the Kaha in second usual. Susan Dobatana, Pana, Tabat Duba Lama Bajunzi Bode, Tabi nelu masiwa na ta drudu nzimbi lojewa taras ta taba drudu taba drudu nzimbi loje taba drudu mayimba la drudu nzimbi lojewa na jing ne pungbu te dadu ruwa nzimbi nzimba te danzin res tili nyumotu si jingu res ne sosun doba si na tanji ta chelas tili nyumu jina chivuus Tani chidun doba tana jida da mariba ni chidun chi insen doba ina jida ni mariba uus, jida ni mariba res, jida ni mariba jane, and jida la tene, and nyomo jada chung res. Tayan jidi dadu zuwa, jidi dadu zuwa nas, jidi dadu zuwa, jidi dadu zuwa na rajin, susuwa risu, chuba shelas. Tejine rangi shula chabata jenji shula shedawa dala mine kimbaya jelas da teni la tachi do tenji da do tawa suda tetan ji shoba ngamba chudu zaba chudin tuju chudu chu tejin do ne dame tembi temba ta te tembi lende ta tembi temba je ta kunchu la suba ta da me dunya bi luta jongres yana te dar te da bu yeme ta ina me nya to tsu je des ta na de lo ta mar be wa ten ma wa te That's Nyamujina Malunji Sula Talishuma Lu Tunja Dan and D Yu to Dushine Nanju by Dan Gubashis Umanju Magil Tatava Yure. Nyomobakangalo, Jita Latin Shon Yuaris, Nyomobakangalo, Jita Joshua Latin Shon Yuaris, Nyamujina Malunji Sula Talishuma or the Chita Ragumar Sanji Sanji Trubak Taz Yure. Nyamujina Malunji Sula Talishuma Lu Tunja Dan and D Yu to Dushine Nanju by Dan Gubashis. Jida Joshua Latin, the Chakonolos of Nyomo, but some much chickadees. Ten years on a Tombo, Jida Shayu, Damet Tugures, Nanju by Dan Gubashes, Damet Gungina, and a Dadru was able to enter the neighborhood of Marbella. Nanju by Dan Gubashes, Umanju, what the Tazu, what does it do?
So we'll read through this. The order in which the afflictions arise. One way to look at this is to consider ignorance as distinct from the view of the perishing aggregates. For example, when twilight falls on a coiled rope, its status as a rope will be unclear, and someone may imagine that it is a snake. Similarly, according to this view, the misapprehension of aggregates as a self arises due to the darkness of ignorance, which prevents clarity about how the aggregates exist. The other afflictions then develop from this misapprehension. So this is the first way of looking at it, as the two are distinct, ignorance and the view of the perishing aggregates, so showing how these arise. But if you look at it as if they are the same, it says, on the other hand, if you hold that ignorance and the view of the perishing aggregates are identical, then the view of the perishing aggregates is itself the root of the afflictions. When the view of the perishing aggregates apprehends a self, discrimination arises between self and other. Once you have made that distinction, you become attached to what is associated with yourself and hostile toward that which pertains to others. As you observe the self, your mind also becomes inflated. You develop a belief that this very self is either external either eternal or subject to annihilation. You come to believe in the supremacy of a view of the self and the like. You also come to believe in the supremacy of detrimental practices associated with such views. Similarly, you develop the wrong view that denies the existence of things such as the teacher who taught selflessness and that which he taught, karma and its effects, the four truths, the three jewels, and so forth. Or else you become doubtful as to whether such things exist or are real. Dharmakirti's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition says. We find in this Dharmakirti's text the kind of summary of the points that are made. Once there is a self, there is an idea of other. On behalf of self and other, there is attachment and hostility. All the faults come about in association with these. Seeing a coiled rope in a room and thinking it's a snake is a misapprehension. Believing that when one apprehends the aggregates that there is this self is the same. So because you, this misapprehension of the aggregates and so forth, one believes there's this self. This is how it occurs, and then based on this belief, then the afflictions can arise, and the attachment can arise, and hostility can arise. And we find this point made in the Chandrakirti's commentary on the Root Wisdom text, the entrance to the middle way, in the sixth chapter, where it says that the yogis see there is there is no self, so therefore they see no. I can get this at the break. It's in the sixth chapter, and I had this tabbed off. Let me just see if. So Rinpoche is saying that what is presented here is very similar to what is presented in Chandrakirti's
text.
Dharmakirti's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition says, once there is a self, there is an idea of another. So once one grasps at the truly established self, then there is a grasping at this idea of a truly established other. So first one grasps at oneself as being established, and then there is a belief that there is an established other. It says, on behalf of self and other, there is attachment and hostility. Attachment to oneself and hostility towards others. Because of this reifying view of the perishing aggregates. So we have this reifying view of the perishing aggregates, so this attachment to one occurs because of it, this grasping at a truly established self, and then hostility is created towards others because of this view. All of the faults come about in association with these. It's very similar to the quote that right when we get back from break, I'll have, which is from Chandrakirti's commentary on the Mulya Madhyamika Karika, which is called Entrance to the Middle Way. Gula. So Rinpoche said at the beginning, also there's a quote, and I said that if we just take a short break, we can hand out things, and then I'll find the quote. So in Chandrakirti's Entrance to the Middle Way, we find a quote that's very similar to the quote that we find in the Lamrim Chemo, Dharmakirti's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition. So the quote is, "Perceiving that all faults and all afflictions flow from the idea of the transitory composite or the view of the transitory collection, and knowing that its focus is the very self, this self is what the yogi will disprove." From this view of the perishing aggregates comes attachment, comes anger, comes all of these other negativities. And then if we look at the beginning of the Chandrakirti's text, we find another similar point that's made. So we find the beings think I at first and cling to self. They think of mine and are attached to things. They thus turn helplessly as buckets on a water wheel, and to compassion for such beings I bow down. So we have this idea that first there's this reifying view of the perishing aggregates, and there's an establishment of a truly established self, and then this establishment of other, attachment to oneself, hostility towards others. And then if we look right to the sutras, we find in the Four Noble Truths teaching, this isn't in Tibetan on tape, but at the break Rinpoche taught this. So we find the Four Noble Truths teaching, but this is the superior truth of suffering. So the explanation of suffering, this is the superior truth of origin, this is the superior truth of cessation, this is the superior truth of path. And with origin, when we look to what is the root of cyclic existence, we find it's the grasping at true establishment. It's really this reifying view of the perishing aggregates that is the root of cyclic existence. And the categories of origin of suffering are karma and the afflictions. But if we look at the afflictions themselves, which are the real primary, have at their root, at their starting point, this grasping. So we find it in the sutra, we find it in the Madhyamika teaching by Chandrakirti, and then also in Dharmakirti's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition, where it says, "Once there is a self, there is an idea of another. On behalf of self and other, there is attachment and hostility. All the faults come about in association with these." So all of our negativities, our attachment, our hostility, our pride, etc., come about from this mistaken idea of self and other. And their true establishment. So that's the order in which the afflictions arise.
Chulu shūlūpa shēpa wōs, tēlā tēnā nyōmō chēng wōrē, gōngbā nē nyōmō pān chēpi tō chēpa wōs, gōngbā sēyā tō wā tē, chē wā tōmā mē pān tā tīpā tō ngā tō dōshā gōngrō nyōmō pān rē diyo rō, gōngbā chēpa rē diyo rō,
gōngbī
tō lē, nē nyōmō pā chēng wōrē, gōngbā tā kī chū shēpa lā tēnā nyōmō chēng wōrē, nē yīlā shēpa nē, nē dū mō dō kī tsamā brū dō pā tāng, Mataba to Tabanzimba Tabanzimba Sumi Yedos, Chujimai Biji, Chaji Bumba Maita, Union Yawan, Chujimai Yele, Yomujin, so I want the Dabudua.
Then Lun got
Chaji Bumba Maita, Chujimai Yel, Yomujin, so is really what in Yomobi, Jidro Sunsun Dosun.
That's it. Okay. Rinpoche said if it'd be good to go through the six causes again also. So we begin the causes of the afflictions. These are the sixfold as presented in the Bodhisattva levels. Number one is basis, refers to the latent proclivity for affliction. So one has to have the imprint of an affliction in order for it to arise. So that's the first cause. The second is the object, refers to the appearance of objects conducive to the arising of an affliction. For instance, for the arisal of attachment to take place, there has to be an attractive object there. So in order for the afflictions to arise, there have to be an object that's conducive to their arisal present. Number three, social context refers to the influence of bad friends and foolish people, so socializing with bad people. Number four, explanation refers to listening to wrong teachings. Number five, habituation refers to the process of becoming accustomed to the past afflictions. So since beginningless time, we've become more and more familiar, we've become familiar with various afflictions. So if we have this familiarization, then the affliction can arise. So if we have this habituation, this familiarization, if we've thought about it a lot, or familiarized ourselves with it a lot, then it will arise. So habituation is number five. Number six is attention. It refers to incorrect attention that projects pleasantness onto what is unpleasant in character, conceives an impermanent thing to be permanent, and the like. The four erroneous conceptions that mistakenly consider things that are actually permanent, painful, and pure, and lacking a self to be permanent, pleasant, pure, and possessing a self. So number six is really this improper mental conduct, improper mental engagement. And in the Abhidharma, text, it states that there are three things necessary in order for the arisal of an affliction to take place. So it says that if there has not been prior abandonment, and the object is close, and improper mental conduct takes place, only then can an affliction arise. Only then can an affliction arise. So this is from the Abhidharma Kosha. Diksum Rinpoche.
What that nyomu ba jeta ji rinpa tl tsa je ta nyomu bi nyemi marba nyemi. Jig no ne.
Je, okay.
Nyomu bi nyemi lindro.
That's it.
Ta nyomu bi nyemi tenma tsegdo ta nyomu jewa na nyomu jewa na tambu sen gu ne nyomu ba sheba ta Mebala Shinjilu to Sheba dance, Mebala Shinju to Sheba dance, Bala Nyetemba Sheba dance, and Zetunji, Yomu Juma Sheba Sheba, Zetun Yomu Juma Sheba Shebas, Zetun Yomu Juma Sheba Shebas, Tandan the Massage Sore to Yemi to Sun, do the Genesis in Yomu in Yemi, do the Genesis in Yomu in Yemi to La. And the Jerem Chindeshi Sonsabatele, Janji Sajitomber, Sajitomber,
So, the fourth category is the faults of the afflictions. When we look at Jayan Sheva's commentary, look at the outline, it says there are three categories. The first category is the faults of the afflictions according to Dodogen, the Mahayana Sutra Alankara, the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras. So that's the first category. The second category is a fault as described in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, or engaging in the Bodhisattva's deeds. And then the third category is the faults as of the afflictions as explained by Gombawa. And Gombawa just summarizes and speaks of what Shantideva has presented and Maitreya has presented. So when we look at Gombawa's section, he refers back to those texts. These are the three categories that Jayan Sheva says are part of number four.
What? That ambu do the jain the song shabi nyemi dungu ungu tane so dua nyemi ne nyomu ba jewa nyomu ba tambu jewa na kun nyomu ba sheba ta sen kun nyomu ba shebi sheleji sen jo me ba la shin ji lu to sheba ta me ba la shin ji lu to sheba nyomu ba tu jin u du ta ba dru ma yin ba la dru zin lu na jin ne yu de shin ji lu to jin ge des de yin so do nyomu la lu shi yin bi cha us
We'll read a little of this. When an affliction arises, so first we're going to look at the points made according to the ornament for Mahayana Sutras. When an affliction arises, at first it completely afflicts your mind, causing you to err with regard to what you are observing. So there's a mistaken view with regard to the object of observation. A wrong view, reinforcing your latent proclivities and causing the same sort of affliction to reoccur. So just as there's an error that takes place when you misapprehend a rope, you think that it's a snake, there's an error that's taking place here when the affliction arises in your mind stream, and when you become afflicted mentally by it. So if it is an affliction, it is necessarily wrong view. So when we look at the Lorig, or the mind and awareness teachings, we have seven types of consciousness. We have direct valid cognition, or direct prime cognition. We have inferential valid cognition. We have correctly assuming consciousness. We have a consciousness where the object appears but is not ascertained. We have immediately preceding condition. We have doubting consciousness, and then we have wrong view, or we'd sometimes translate it as mistaken consciousness. These are the seven types of consciousness. Actually, it's called subsequent cognizer. I said immediately preceding condition, but those are called subsequent cognizers. So it's a direct valid cognition, inferential valid cognition, subsequent cognizer, correctly assuming consciousness, awareness to which the objects appear but are not ascertained, doubt, and then wrong view. Or wrong consciousness is probably the most accurate translation. So wrong consciousness, if it's an affliction, it's necessarily a wrong consciousness. So that's why it causes this error in with regards to the object of observation, because it's this wrong consciousness has permeated your, I think that's the best way to translate, saturated your mental continuum at that point, your mind at that point, causing it to be at an error, to apprehend in a way that's an error or misapprehend.
Tumma mabba nyumma bacha yoyo bare, tanda nyumma tusuke bacha mabujane, nyumma bacha tembuzugundus, tembra sheba dhaan, rithunji nyumma jume sheba shebas, ane nyumma bacha tembu yoyo zhaan, ane wate ndyocha ka bacha la tene rithun bacha mabuche yungure, ane ndyocha mabuche yungure, ane kundru bacha la tene rithun Kundu Mumuchi Ungre, Najek Vachala Tene, Ritu Najem Mumuchi Ungres, what Ritu Jumashiba Shibas, what about Jijujana?
So, what happens is when you have this arisal of attachment, it actually reinforces the imprints that are already there of attachment. So, it reinforces them and then. In the future causes the same sort of affliction to reoccur. So the same sort is important, that it's concordant. So when we have this emergence of this attachment or hatred, then what it reinforces and then causes to occur is concordant with it. So it's of the same type, of the same sort. Let me make sure I got Dixon.
This one. Oh, then my day, then this one would lose it. Rather, you know, but the Ron Nogrizin Nogriz, no baton. Sendata Shema Nigala, Kanamato Chibadans, Sendela Kanamato Chigre, Jua Shemalea Kanamato Chigres, Kanamato Asena, Rajiji Kanamato, GB Kanamato Nimarbe, Kanamato Niudro, Rajiji Kanamato, GB Kanamato, Ne Rajiji Kanamato Asena Azu, but the Sujabate, Rajiji Kanamato Res, Sujabate, Chimbak Sujana Dibare, Rajungi Sujana Dibarwa, Rajiji Kanamato, what the Chimbata Rajunika Ge, Ne Tigusuna Diba in Hendele, Rajiji Kanamato was, Chibi Kanamato was there, and the Rajunzule, Ne Shinjo Chugumarasa under the Wotan Swanji Jiba Yudro, Chimbat Shinjin Diba Kayu Marbata, Rajunzule Wate, Shinda Chubaina. Then what the Tumajungura, Chibi Kanamato was. What the Jit Kanamato was, what the Sugur Kanamato was Chibatans? Dunget on him at the war. It dunget on him at Tender the Shimale, dunget on him at the Yungres.
Bless him.
And Nua dance. Chiwala Subi Dunge. Nua Shibatan, Chiwala Subi Dunga, Duba Shibatans. Chival quality, Chivalla Subi, Donald Ruba Shigres, and a Tabal Rint Sugars, and then what in your move, you're done, and in your move with Tabal Totumaro, John Rint Rores. What about Jujana Mara?
That's it.
Yeah.
So all of these points that are being made here are again from the ornament from the Mahayana Sutras. So it may harm you, others, or both. So misdeeds cause us and others harm. It leads to misdeeds in this life. So they've chosen this word, misdeeds. I guess it can be translated as that. It's the word, though, that there are two categories of, and one category is the general, and the other is specific to individual. So what that means is that there are, for instance, killing is something that is generally a general misdeed. So I guess the word misdeed works. It's just using it again for another word in Tibetan. So the misdeed is kind of pervasive at that point. Killing is always a misdeed. But cutting down a tree, for instance, is not always a misdeed because a householder doesn't hold a vow to not cut down a tree, whereas an ordained person does hold that vow. So that's a misdeed that is more exclusive to an individual, whereas there are those misdeeds which don't have that exclusivity, that are just generally always misdeeds for anyone who partakes in them. So it will lead to non-virtuous misdeeds in the future, in this life or in future lives or in both. It creates experiences of pain and anguish, as well as sufferings of birth and the like. So the various types of suffering, birth, aging, sickness, and death. It takes you far from nirvana. You know, takes you far from nirvana. That's where Rinpoche stopped. Dixon.
What that then? And the Gawali Nabasha, when you mutter what the Susu Juliet, Chimbi Dumba, the Rajon Dumba, what the Gawali Nabasha is, and the Longshul Nabasha is Longshul, and then the Sata, the combat the Zulia, New York, and the Chino Gujra.
Less so.
Longshul Nabatas.
Less so. So your virtue is destroyed. So there you're of the virtue of, for instance, householder vows. Or if you have ordained status vows, that is destroyed, it says. Those virtues that you've achieved are destroyed, and your resources are depleted, your enjoyments, your house, your car, these sorts of things are depleted. In society, you feel apprehensive. So when you get around a lot of people, you don't feel good. You don't want to approach. You get overwhelmed, almost like more overwhelmed if you have these afflictions. Joyless and devoid of confidence. So you have no joy and you have no confidence. So this is a result of the afflictions. So these are more faults of the afflictions. While your notoriety spreads in all directions, so people all over are saying bad things about you, or stating bad things. And excellent persons, those were when it just stopped.
Shaja Mandu Buddha Lasubi, Sanji Suga, Dujari Logres, and then Padin Lamalas, Suma Suga, Dujari Logres, Suma Su, Dambi, Pemba, Tibetamba Suga, and Matiabu Maras, and Mera Tangres, Pemba Dance.
That's
it. What did you shut up?
excellent persons such as teachers and protectors rebuke you. So teachers know that such things as attachment and so forth are bad, so they speak badly of you, and the protectors rebuke you, shun you. So protector here, such as Paulden Lamo, then the Dampa Dang Suma, the Gariche, the Chiranducha Yin Lagdu Gare.
Tumba Shaja Tubala Subatosu, Nyamuyo Hensi Abu Logamarota.
Okay, so these beings. It says excellent persons such as teachers. So the word here is the word for the teacher. The teacher is Shakyamuni Buddha. So it really should say excellent persons such as the teacher and protectors rebuke them. So the teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, says the afflictions are bad. And those who have afflictions are bad. The protectors, such as Paulden Lamo, say that if you have the afflictions, then that's bad. So it sounds judgmental when I say those who have the afflictions are bad. So if you have the afflictions, it's bad. The Rinpoche, Nge Enjike Yabuzugu, the Suma Dan, the Dampa, the nyomong ken yapiomare nyomong yapiomare
nyomu yoken gaza to sonji yabur log maro ta nyomu yoken
yapiomare
nyomu yobi gaza dile
nyomu yobi kansa
nyomu le yapiomare log nyomu yoken de yapomare log.
Okay, so I asked Rinpoche for the afflictions or the person. Rinpoche said the afflictions are bad, so one who possesses them is bad. So that's how he answered that. He said, so yeah, either way, afflictions are bad, so a possessor of the afflictions is bad. You die with regret, your aims unfulfilled, and after death you are reborn in a miserable realm. So you have regret because you haven't done what you should have. It says your aims unfulfilled, so you aren't able to create the causes for a higher realm existence. You weren't able to achieve liberation. You weren't able to achieve complete Buddhahood. So this is a fault of the afflictions. Your inability to achieve these things is a fault of the afflictions. All of these points are from Maitreya's ornament from Mahayana Sutras. So now we see the actual quote. So there's a lot of points that are made here above the quote because all of these points are contained within the quote. So if we were asked who says all of these things presented, then we would say Lord Maitreya does in the ornament from Mahayana Sutras.
Less so. dejin tönbi phens soma gya bu mar logre ne tönbi ya bu mar shaja tu be mar logre me choba me ne me gre se wat me gre se ta choba me ne pa ne je do mo khone su che se choba me ne se da mar ba ta mat do ja re se me ya bu mar ko de kichang ba chon gro
wo
chau de ya de re do ta Many then, Jean to Mahones, Joa Shaman, then New Allah should be Mahunel Genegres. Tudom Matu Nyabes, Susu Tuba the Yonder, Tuba the Yon, Matuba the Yonder Grace, Go Susu Yoba the Yon, Go Matuba the Tumutuba Jigres, Nyabe Ila.
Okay, so the quote from the ornament from Mahayana Sutra says, through afflictions you destroy yourself, destroy other beings, and destroy your ethical discipline. So we harm ourselves, we harm others, or both. It leads to misdeeds. So it destroys your ethical, so comparing it. So destroys your ethical discipline here is referring to those ethics which are general or those that are specific, those that are, or the vows of a householder or the vows of an ordained. So it destroys your ethical discipline. After you have ruined your joy, so you have lost your, you've destroyed, lost, let me just ask Rinpoche here, I'm sorry. No, the true a cheap, you're a, the long, nicha, so, kawiyare, yomu, gonga me, but she,
do the jealous,
okay, they rasan, do
it. Dombala subatada nyanda gwa nyanda.
Okay, thank you.
Gwa nyanda in sunta.
Seldu.
Nanu wate sanji gya mar lagu, suma gya mar lagu. Mera tangres.
Nyam che nyepe. Okay, seldu. After you have ruined your joy, so here this is a loss of your virtues. This ruined your joy. So you've ruined your joy because you've lost your virtue, and virtue causes happiness. So you've ruined your joy. You are shunned, your protectors and teachers rebuke you. So here, again, the teacher, your protectors and the teacher rebuke you, shun you, say that you are bad, say that you are bad. Disreputable, so disreputable here means that notoriety spreads in all directions. People talk badly again. You will be reborn in a leisureless condition. So you will be reborn in the lower realms. You will be reborn in a basis which is freedomless. You suffer great anguish in losing the virtue you had or have yet to attain. Digson. So this is virtue that you have now and virtue that you will obtain in the future. So these are the faults of the afflictions according to the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, Maitreya's ornament for the Mahayana Sutras. Number two is the faults of the afflictions according to engaging in the guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds.
Number 반자 메요 디지털 대다 대다기 네 다데진 시사 다데신 네 대사 컨트롤로서부터 술 깜바들 아바든 요 말에 보우데 개 말에 말에 되나요 뇽모바도서 그 나수 뇽모비 요번 나면 제고 와서 뇌차공원수는 가서 뇌차공원기 하는 가서 레카몽비 제고로다 콘드로몽기 레카몽비 제고로 뇌차도 콘드로기 요번 나버스 제고 와서 대신 다든 진시 워터바 지유야나
오케이 should you be Rinpoche, the Bazang Meyang, the Donagare, Bazang Meyang.
She don't do the control of the Zogalo and a Kala than the Yomaris. The Bazang Meyang, Bow than the Maris, Bow Meyang, Gigi Tadaki, that dangerous, and Bow than the Maris, no Kusu and Azu. Ne what the Dutchak Yubo, Ne Kunduk Yubo, Najak Yuban Shinu Gores.
But Pasa, me, they don't.
Pawus and the Garcia also. Pawus and what the Panza me as a Panza.
Local Chamber.
Pawus and a local Chamber, Pawchable of the Marble.
Okay.
Local Chamber than Mayan, and the Kun also.
Jumbo Mayan?
Local Chamber, I was.
Then Nipa
Panza me. Jishi Tara Tada Ki
Jishi Dard on the Senna
Bow Mayanaya Jishi Tara Kuzu Karishi Gorisana Nazuko Yomogi Ubunaji Goris.
Okay. Lesser. Okay, so we'll do. So we're going to look now at Shant in the quote from Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life, stanza by stanza. Enemies such as
Jiji Tara said the Vijin Asul Jidena Yubut and Pumbut and Yoro. And then also, oh, Mama Amara Pumburo, the Yubu Mubiro. Then Rabishi Gris, Jiji Tara, example.
NGK, the Natsu, the Nyomong, local Champo Yomari, the Jamo Yomari, the Sem Jamo, the Jamo Yomari, Ripa Chembo Yomari. Share up Yomari.
Yomari
Bay. Intelligent. Intelligent.
Example.
Oh, okay. We're just looking at this stanza. It says they're neither brave nor intelligent. And the intelligent part I don't find in the Tibetan, unless it's the yeah, this being maybe like intelligent, meaning like they're not a person. That would be the only way it could be interpreted within the Tibetan, meaning like not intelligent in the terms of wisdom, but is there intelligence on the planet X? So meaning like person, they're neither brave nor like alive, almost a person. So it's enemies such as hatred and craving have neither feet nor hands and are neither brave nor intelligent. How then have they enslaved me? So here, when we become attached to something, it's like being enslaved by that attachment because then we chase after that thing that we want. So it's like we've come under the enslavement of, we've come under the control of our attachment. So we see the cases where Obama, the Boog, the Obama, Rinpoche gave an example.
Tell us Obama, I remember my bad.
Less so. So Obama's the president. And there's a lot of people under him.
Example, what the number is.
Oh, okay. People under him who have to do what he says. Likewise, so this enslavement is like those workers. He's almost using the word slaves, the people who work for the president are enslaved by the president because they have to do what he says to do. Likewise, we're enslaved by our afflictions because we have to do what they tell us to do. They take us. They take over our being. So that is what is meant by the first stanza.
dāgī shēn lā nē jīn dōs, nyō mō bā ngā zhū shēn nō lū nē dhī yō rō, shēn nō lū yō rō. Nyō mō dāgī shēn lā nē jīn dō, gāwā lī nyō bā jī gārī, gāngū lī nyō bā jī gārī, dā lī nyō bā jī gārī sī, nyō jī lā sī.
So Rinpoche also said before that it's a lot of work once we become under the control of these afflictions. It's a lot of work for us. And then while they dwell within my mind, they are pleased to do me harm. So they don't try to help us. They don't do anything good for us. They just are there to harm us. They are not to be endured without anger. Tolerance of them is ridiculous. So we shouldn't have patience in relation to these afflictions. We shouldn't tolerate them and say, well, we have patience. We should be angry with them. We should be, we should be angry with them. We shouldn't be without anger. We shouldn't have practiced patience with our afflictions. It's a funny way of translating. It's not saying we shouldn't be patient with ourselves because we have afflictions. It's saying the afflictions themselves we shouldn't be patient with. So I just want to make sure the translation's clear. Even if all the deities and demigods should rise up as my enemies, they cannot lead me or force me into the fires of unrelenting hell. So the only enemy that can do this is the enemy of our afflictions. External enemies such as cannot do so. But this powerful enemy, the afflictions, cast me in an instant into fires so hot that they, if they met even Mount Meru, not even ashes would remain. So the enemy of our afflictions has that power.
Rendu tanda penba jeba ina, ana susu lu pen tu res.
네, 네, 인지케 네. 토마 메바, 네 타마 메바.
토마 저 그런 토마만도 용무도 토타 메라스.
네,
유린 토타 메바다.
유린 토마.
뇌물 타마 메서나 토메 주자 타마 다데버스. 뇌물 토마 요마레스.
라서.
이나 타마 요아레스.
타마 요레.
뇌물 부다주 뇌물 본.
이네 인지케 타마 요마레.
돈이 마두는 도마 매스는 지.
아, 오케이, 오케이.
돈이 마두는 도마 매스는
지로. Less so. Okay. The end. What we were talking about is that it says the enemy that is my afflictions has lasted a long time without beginning or end. And I said that's incorrect. There is an end because there is a way to abandon them. And Rinpoche said, absolutely, you're correct that a foe destroyer has abandoned them. But if one hasn't seen emptiness, if there isn't this occurrence of emptiness, then there isn't an end. So we can state that there is no beginning, very sure. But when we say there is no end, we have to be careful in understanding because there is an end of the afflictions. No other enemy has the power to last for such a long time. Given appropriate service and attention, everyone helps you and makes you happy. But if you serve your afflictions, the only thing, they only inflict further suffering. And we're also trying to find the end part in here. So that ends the second section, which is the section of engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds, guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, the
Dutsa. Less so.
Okay, and then number three is how to combine the points made in the ornament for Mahayana Sutras and engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds, the guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life. And this is a Kadampa master, Gombawa. It says, to eliminate afflictions, you must know the afflictions' faults. So it's not easy to eliminate afflictions. So you have to know what their faults are. You have to know their characteristics. So characteristics here is referring to definitions. You have to be able to define what an affliction is generally. That is disturbing and is disruptive to the mind and is disturbing in nature when it arises. You have to know what the specific definitions of the afflictions are, those 10 afflictions and their specific definitions, and what the remedies are for each of those afflictions and the causes for their arising. After you have recognized their faults, regard them as defective and consider them enemies. If you do not recognize their faults, you will not understand that they are enemies. Therefore, it is said that you should reflect on this, following what is said in the ornament from Mahayana Sutras and engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds. And also, study Basubandhu and Asanga's texts on knowledge as well in order to understand the characteristics of the afflictions. At the least, study Basubandhu's explanation of the five aggregates. Once you know the root and secondary afflictions, then when attachment, hostility, or such arises in your mind stream, you can identify it, thinking, this is that, now it has arisen, and fight the affliction. So we also can study the six root afflictions and the 20 secondary afflictions as presented in the Lohrig teachings, so the mind and awareness teachings. And we have that root text, Mind in Tibetan Buddhism, in English, so you can study all those categories and so forth in that. So now we will end. We have the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer, and thank you everyone for coming. Fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well, with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times. I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness, all-powerful Avalokiteshvara Tenzin Gyatso. May you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts, exceptional wisdom and perseverance, Tuji Rinpoche Gutsi Shabi Denro Nam.